You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's the Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Whoa! I gotta admit, guys, that was some roller coaster ride.
Well, we not only travel along the track, but we also travel through time and space.
And how much time did we travel through?
According to my calculations, a couple of weeks have passed since we got on the ride.
You mean we were on this ride for a couple of weeks, but to us only seemed like a minute?
Exactamundo!
No wonder I really gotta go to the can. Well, let's get out of this ride and head out into the deserted bat-free land that nobody has come to since you guys forgot to advertise it.
Oh.
My.
Goodness.
There are people here.
Hundreds, possibly thousands.
This is terrible.
Brad, I thought you'd be thrilled.
Yeah, more people means more profits.
It also means longer lines at the bathroom.
Well, bathroom land is right over there, Brad. Why don't you run in there real quick?
Oh, don't say run.
Sorry.
I forgot my wallet. You guys got a credit card I could borrow?
Oh, yeah, you pay for everything here in Bat-Free Land, don't you?
Maybe you should have set up a special pass for yourself, Brad.
Don't say pass either.
Well, the line seems to be flowing pretty well.
Don't say flowing.
Here's my credit card, Brad.
Thank you.
You go on and we'll wait here and watch some streaming videos.
Didn't know you were that mean, Mr. Bell.
Well, it is, Brad.
See, Mr. Bell, what do you suppose happened? I got all these people in Bat-Free Land during the couple of weeks we were on the roller coaster.
I don't know, but with this attendance, we must really be pulling in the dough.
Let's ask somebody.
Good idea.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
I wish to sally forth and inquire and see why you may have come to this place of the area.
Huh?
My friend was asking what brought you to Bat-Free Land.
We drove here. I'll tell you, I'll never do that again. The parking prices are ridiculous.
I mean, how did you find out about it? How did you decide to come here?
Are you kidding? It's all over the news and social media and everywhere. This is the place to be.
I'm back, Mr. Bell, and I just heard that. That's wonderful. You heard about how great this place is and how much fun you can have, right?
No.
No?
No, it was because it's free to get in here.
Free.
Yeah, we all thought, hey, since it's free, may as well go and try it out.
Thank you, sir. Go and have more fun.
Well, I've been here for about 2 or 3 hours, and I haven't had much fun yet, but hey, it's free.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, obviously, something has happened while we were on the roller coaster.
Maybe we should go to the main gate and find out what's going on.
That's probably a good idea. Come on, Brad. We're going to have to drag him, aren't we?
You grab that arm, I'll grab this one.
There's the front entrance, Arnie. Tell you what I'm going to do. You stay inside here and take care of Brad. I'm going to sneak out the side way, go to the front, and pretend like I'm a new customer and see what's going on.
I like most of that plan, Mr. Bell, except for one part.
What part is that?
The part about taking care of Brad. I really don't want to do that. Could I just leave him sitting here on this bench? I mean, he's just babbling to himself. It's not far from the way he normally is.
All right. Just leave him there.
There you go, Brad.
And follow me.
Hi there, and welcome to Bat-Free Land, the sappiest place on Earth. How many tickets do you need?
Well, how much do the tickets cost?
Regular admission is $50 per person.
$50?
Yes, $50.
And that's for everybody?
Well, if you're 12 or under, you get in for $20.
I'm 11 years old.
You are?
You are?
For $20, I can be 11 years old.
Yes. My son here is 11.
Yes, I am 11. And hurry up, I'm getting behind and making TikTok videos.
Can you prove that you're 11?
No.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Of course you can.
All right. Answer quickly. When were you born?
11 years ago.
That'll be $20 for the kid.
Are there any discounts I could take advantage of?
Well, let's see. Are you a member of AARP?
Yes.
Good Sam?
Yes.
Hilton Honors?
Yes.
Delta Frequent Flyer?
Yes.
Piggly Wiggly Super Savers Club?
Yes.
All righty then.
How much is my ticket?
$50.
$50? Then why did you ask me all those questions?
I'm just nosy.
All right. Here, 50 plus 20, that's $70.
Daddy, can I have a caramel pop? Daddy, can I? Can I?
Here are the tickets. One for you and one for your bratty kid.
Thank you. Come along, Junior.
I want a colored caramel pop. Pop?
You can knock that off, Arnie. We're out of earshot.
But I really do want a colored caramel pop.
All right. But first, we got to figure out why people are getting in free. We just paid $70.
It looks like we have to make one more stop before we go in, Mr. Bell.
Okay. Yeah, this is the security checkpoint.
Next, please.
Oh, that would be us. Hi, I guess you need my fanny pack so you can look through it.
No, we wouldn't do anything as intrusive as that. We'll take your word for it.
Oh, well, I guess you need us to go through the metal detector so we can...
No. We wouldn't do anything that barbaric. We have a much more socially acceptable way of making sure that you don't cause any trouble.
Really? How do you do that?
We pay you to not be violent or hurt anybody.
You... pay us.
Yes, you sign this contract promising you won't get violent or hurt anybody, and we give you $50.
So you pay us $50 each to not be bad?
Yes, that's how it works.
Okay, I guess we'll sign.
Are either of you 12 or under?
Yes.
No.
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 Of course not.
Not at all.
Very well. Sign here.
Mr. Bell, not only are we getting in free, but we're ahead by $30.
Yes, it feels good to cheat ourselves.
Boy, you took the fun out of everything.
Okay, here are our promissory contracts, or whatever they are.
Thank you, and here's $50 each. Enjoy Batteryland.
And just out of curiosity, what if we do something that hurts somebody?
We locate you in the park.
How do you...
We have ways.
Okay.
And we very socially acceptably break your legs. All right, let's go have some fun.
Okay, Dad.
Arnie.
I mean, Major Bell.
What a kidder my dad here is.
Hey, I may not be 11, but I'm not Methuselah.
I think we left Brad over this way.
Oh, Mr. Bell, there's an attraction I want you to go through. I want you to go through it because I designed it.
What? What is it, Arnie?
It's the Haunted Shack.
Shack?
Yes, Shack.
Shack.
We don't have enough space in the land we got for a mansion, Mr. Bell.
Okay, and you designed this shack.
Haunted Shack.
Haunted Shack.
And it's unlike any other haunted attraction anywhere, Mr. Bell.
And how's that?
Because it has a real ghost.
Robot ghost.
No, I mean a real ghost, Mr. Bell.
Arnie, there are no real...
It's a real ghost. Go inside and see the ghost,
right,
Mr. Bell.
All right. Let's go inside.
But, Mr. Bell, this shack is only big enough for one person at a time you go through.
One person.
One person.
But look at the line, Arnie. It'll take an hour to get there.
We can use the fast pass.
The fast pass.
Yeah, watch this. Look out, everybody. We're coming through.
Arnie.
It's fast. Dang, we're coming through.
Sorry.
Okay, Mr. Bell, go on in.
Okay, sorry, everybody. I'll go through really fast. Sorry. Well, that's a nice creaky door. Yeah, this has sort of a spooky ambience about it. Hello? Any ghosts in here?
John Bell. Long time no haunt.
Aunt Harriet? My dearly departed aunt?
In the flesh. No, in the ectoplasm.
What are you doing here?
Your strange little friend invited me over, and I couldn't pass up another chance to haunt you.
Ooh,
or even better.
Yeah, that's very scary, Aunt Harriet.
Of course it is. Thank you. But that's not half as scary as you ripping off Disneyland.
No, please, don't say that name. I'm sure they won't mind this little, tiny, insignificant theme park. Besides, they'll probably never even know about it.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, John. After all, I'm standing right next to Walt.
Oh, dear.
He does not look happy at all. He was happy spending eternity being sleepy, but now I would say he looks grumpy. And his lawyers are not bashful.
I'm heading out now, Aunt Harriet.
So, don't be.
I may need to see the doc.
I hope.
I'm out of here. Arnie, how did you get Aunt Harriet in there?
Aunt Harriet?
Yeah, that was my Aunt Harriet.
Oh, bummer. I guess it's Clark Gable's day off.
Let's go find Brad.
I think we left him somewhere over here.
Like where that crowd seems to be gathering?
Yeah, we better find out what's going on. Excuse us. What's going on here?
I think it's that robot from the Hall of Motworth. Although this one's not quite as lifelike. It's just sitting there going, fee, 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 fee.
So is anybody doing anything about him?
Oh, yeah, certainly, yeah. We're throwing stuff at him.
Throwing stuff? What kind of...
Get your cowlick caramel pops here. Guaranteed to be frozen solid.
No, no.
Good heft, good weight, good spin on the throw. Get your cowlick caramel pops here.
Oh, can I have a cowlick caramel pop, Mr. Bo? Can I?
That depends. Are you planning on eating it or throwing it at Brad?
Throwing it at Brad.
I thought so. We'll take two of those cowlick caramel pops, please.
Here you go. That'll be $27.50.
Thank you.
Each.
It's worth it.
Watch me bonk him on his bean, Mr. Bell.
Oh! Oh, nice shot, Arnie.
All right. Break it up. Bad free security here.
Uh-oh.
Who threw that last cowlick caramel pop?
The weird-looking little guy.
All right, buddy. Come with me.
What? Wait a minute.
Where are you taking him?
He signed the agreement. He knew better than to attack one of the park's guests.
He can't break my legs, Mr. Bell.
But the guy they're throwing things at isn't a guest.
Not a guest?
It's one of the owners.
Oh. Well, in that case... Have at it, everybody! That's what you get for not offering me dental.
All right, everybody, that's enough. Break it up. Break it. You there. Stop hitting him with a stick. Stop hitting him with a stick.
Oh, all right.
What's going on? Why am I sitting here covered with cowlick caramel goo and multiple bruises?
We've run into a few unexpected problems here at Bat-Free-Land.
I think our best choice is to get out of here and figure out what to do.
You guys hungry? I could use a snack.
Sure. I think I saw a concession stand right over here.
Kitty Kemper cookies. Get your Kitty Kemper cookies here.
Are those chocolate chip cookies?
Do you like chocolate chip cookies?
Indeed I do.
Then that's what they are. How many you want?
Just a moment. Sometimes what looks like chocolate chip cookies are instead infested with raisins. There's nothing worse than having your mouth set for delicious chocolate chips and you bite into a gooey, icky raisin.
I'm pretty sure they're chocolate chip.
Excuse me, but raisins are much tastier and better for you than chemical-filled so-called chocolate chips. I must insist on raisin cookies for my purchase.
I'm pretty sure they're raisin cookies.
Raisins and cookies are a scourge to mankind.
Raisins are nature's candy.
You call dried, shriveled-up grapes candy. Yes.
I prefer them to sugar-filled, tooth-rotting chocolate.
Down with raisins. Chocolate rules.
Up with raisins. Sweet and natural is always best.
Hold it. I don't think these cookies have chocolate chips or raisins.
Then what are those brown spots?
Yes. What is embedded in these cookies?
I think they're bugs.
Bugs?
Yes. Bugs.
Really?
Well, bugs are better than raisins. I'll take a box.
Bugs are natural. I love all natural. I'll take three.
Here you go. Get your Kitty Kemper bug bite cookies here. All natural, free-range bugs in every bite. Kitty Kemper cookies.
So, what are you saying? McDonald's?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, let's head out.
Several days later, at the Bat-Free Studios, in the basement of the Mutual Audio Network building.
Mr. Bell.
Yes, Brad.
I have big news for you.
So do I, Mr. Bell, so do I.
Oh, well, who should tell me their news first?
Well, my news is pretty important, Mr. Bell.
I think you'll find my news is really, really important, Mr. Bell.
Well, I'll have to decide.
And I would think that really, really important is more important than pretty important.
Well, maybe you...
I don't think news should be judged on its pretty.
Oh, so you've got ugly news.
Guys, I think...
I was using pretty not in the context of appearance, but as an adjective to signify the bigness of the importance of the news.
This is not...
Ah, but when I stated that mine is really, really important, I used two adjectives to your measly one.
Look, let's not...
My news is pretty, pretty, pretty important.
Mine is really, 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 really important.
Mine is pretty, 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 pretty...
Mine is really, 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 really,
pretty, 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 pretty...
Guys,
pretty,
guys,
pretty, 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 pretty...
Guys... Brad, tell me your news first.
You'll agree that this is top important.
Top important.
I have solved the problem of Batfreeland.
You found a way to make it profitable?
No. I found a way to make it go away.
Go away?
I've sold it, Mr. Bell.
Sold it?
I've sold Batfreeland lock, stock, and teacup ride.
We didn't have a teacup ride.
Shh, the new owners don't know that.
So you made a huge profit on this sale?
We came really, really close.
To making a huge profit?
To breaking even.
We didn't even break even?
We're a little bit in the red.
How red?
About as red as Arnie's face when he tries to say synthetic sassafras souffle.
What kind of quack is that? I think that's a kind of synthetic sassafras
souffle. Arnie, calm down before you blow a blood vessel. So, Brad, who did you sell it to?
Well, you know all those millionaires who are making space rockets to shoot up into space so they can fly around up there?
You sold it to one of them?
That I did.
As an amusement park?
No. They've actually bulldozed everything, and they're using it as a launching pad.
Oh, well, I guess it's good that we, unloaded it, then.
You betcha.
Well, good news. We shouldn't expect any trouble from the Disney people. And it might be interesting to have a launching pad just practically in our backyard.
Can I do my news now?
Yes, Arnie. Let's hear your important news.
Really, really important.
Really, really important news.
Really, 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 really...
Just give us the news.
All our windows are stuck.
That's the news?
Whoa, hold the pressures.
All the windows here at the Mutual Audio Network building, in the basement of which we have the Batfree, are all stuck in the open position. It's some sort of electrical malfunction.
Oh, so we'll have a nice little breeze through for a while.
Yes, possibly for the next few weeks.
Well, your news was certainly headline-worthy there, Arnie.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
So, Brad, which billionaire bought the Batfree property? Was it Richard Branson?
No, Mr. Bell.
Jeff Bezos?
Nope, it was the richest of them all. And he's planning to do at least one launch a day.
One launch a day? Well, who is it, Brad?
It's Scrooge McDuck!
You've been listening to Bells in the Battery, episode 278, copyright 2021, by John Bell Creative, LLC.
In this time of COVID-19, CDC asks you keep your hands clean. Don't congregate and kindly shelter in place. Also wash your hands and don't touch your face. So use soap and water and grab a clean towel. And don't be a Jonah. Prevent spread of corona by washing your hands. Olay!
This was a public service announcement from the Mutual Audio Network.